I am Crystal Kawula, lead coordinator for MVP Days, and I'm here again today with Dave Kawula, Microsoft MVP, technical evangelist, and accomplished author. And we are bringing you episode 3 of our countdown show.
So what's our big news that we have here, Crystal? Where are we right now? I think the viewers are really going to want to know.
We are actually coming at you from Las Vegas. If you can see in the background, we've got not too shabby a view.
Got Caesar's Palace over there.
You can watch the fountain show. It's quite fun.
Yeah, in between takes. So just so you know, hasn't been that clean of a studio capture in this particular episode. I think we might be on like take 50. So
15 maybe.
Well, it feels like 50 takes by now. So you're gonna get a really polished version. That's what you're gonna see.
Kind of.
Viewers, this one's for you.
So we'll skip his stuff and we'll get into what we actually came to talk about, which was for the countdown show. We've actually opened up a few more tickets, so there are a few spots left.
Now, you've opened up another promo code as well, right?
Not another. What I did was I rehashed the old promo code. So, MVP Hour, I have extended it once again, or reopened it once again as a code.
Somewhere around here.
Okay.
Here. Right about there.
Here.
Yeah, it's going to be right there.
Okay. If you would like to register, go on to www.mvpdays. Make sure you pick the right city. I have had to cancel a bunch of tickets for some people who just clicked the wrong city and then contact me.
We're than happy if they want to follow around the road.
If you want to come to all three cities, please do. Enjoy yourself. It will be fun. But if you do accidentally get the wrong city, please do just shoot me an email at crystal@mvpdays.com, and I will fix that up for you and make sure you get in the right city.
Fabulous. So a couple of content updates that we have. So just so that you guys kind of know what happens behind the scenes at the
show. I didn't actually say, I don't think, but it is MVP Hour. Dave will put it on here somewhere.
I already held it up.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I already held it up right here. It's up there again. So just in case you missed it, that's the promo code.
MVP Hour.
Held on my hand. It's not that good. All right. So back to what I wanted to talk about.
Back to you.
We've got some cool session updates. And so there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to put together one of these roadshows like MVP Days, Crystal. And one of the big things is trying to drive the content and, you know, getting good content that, you know, the viewers and the audience are gonna want to come out to see. So I put a request out to some of the other MVPs and some of the evangelists that are coming to the show to come up with some fresh new content. So we have a big announcement for Edmonton. So this is going to be an Edmonton only session because Thomas Rainer is only presenting.
We may try to find a way to talk him into doing the other cities, but right now we only have this session for Edmonton.
So far, Edmonton only. But him and Sean Kearney, the Energized Tech, are going to team up to do a brand new session. And it's called PowerShell 5.0, A Brave New World. And so the session is geared for whether you're a PowerShell kind of newbie and just learning PowerShell for the first time, or if you're a pro. They're going to take and have a lot of really awesome content in there for both. I love to go to these sessions where you sometimes have two or three MVPs presenting at the same time because you just never know what's going to happen.
They're a lot more fun. They're a lot more entertaining.
Absolutely just never know what's going to happen inside those sessions. They're very non-scripted and you get some pretty amazing content. Those are two pretty smart individuals that are putting that session together.
And based on the info we've been given for this session, by the time you're done listening to these two gentlemen, you'll be ready to dive in and automate your worries away.
Awesome. Super awesome. And we have a new speaker announcement as well, too.
We
will be having a returning speaker just finalized his travel. And we have the one, the only,
Anthony Bartolo from Microsoft. Yes.
At Wireless Life.
Yeah. At Wireless Life. You can reach him on Twitter. And we are very happy to have him back. He was a great speaker last year, and he travels speaking quite a bit year-round, so we're very, very privileged to have him joining us again this year.
And if you don't know, Anthony is one of the technical evangelists in what's called the DX team at Microsoft, and also helps to run the Can IT Pro blog, which is a very, very popular blog that's out there today. I think it's in one of maybe even the top 10 blogs that, you know, Microsoft has out there. And so if you don't know where to find that, it's just canitpro.net. So it'll be somewhere up here. Sorry, I'm just trying to learn the new camera here. So it'll be somewhere around not where my head is.
Put your hand down.
Right over there.
Somewhere on the screen.
It'll be over there. That's my thing. I hold stuff up. Come on. So anyways, yeah, make sure you check out Can IT Pro. Anthony at Wireless Life, for sure. So super pumped because he's a great speaker, always has a really good audience. And I asked him about this this session that he's doing on Windows 10, Ask Us Anything. And he's been getting quite the turnout at some of the cities he's been going around and delivering that. So I know there's always some hot button topics that come up around that.
Well, and the nice session. Thing about Windows 10, Ask Us Anything is every time you go to that session, it's going to be different.
Exactly, because it's an audience-driven
session. That's correct. So it really will be different from city to city. I would hope we're going to try and record that one, maybe even from each city, if we have a chance, because it really will be a different session every time.
No, it's going to be an amazing one. I think he's also looking at putting together an identity management session as well too. So we might actually get Anthony for two sessions,
yes,
which will be fantastic. So now that we've got a few more speakers and sessions lining up, we should actually be able to finalize your agenda. And I know
I'd like to use the word finalize loosely, because as we learned last year, speakers get sick sometimes and flights get messed up. And so the agenda will always be somewhat fluid, only because we have to be able to adjust on the fly for any changes that need to be done. So please, if you haven't done so, if you're already registered for the show and you haven't yet registered for the mobile app, please do register to be part of the community for the show. And any updates, any changes, you'll get real time in your mobile app for the show. So if we do have to move a speaker, switch a room, anything like that, to make sure you get the most out of your experience, please do download the mobile app.
There's a mobile version as well too. Like, you can go back in there via the mobile version if you don't want to use it on your phone as well. So you can come in through any browser.
PC version.
Yeah, exactly. And that was based on feedback that we had last year. And we do take your feedback when we run these shows, because we had a couple individuals in one of the cities that actually came for a specific session in one of the tracks. And unfortunately, we had to cancel that particular session.
We moved it, actually.
And so what ended up happening was kind of a little bit confusing. So we're trying to finalize that a little bit earlier. And there is actually a schedule builder this year inside of the app.
So absolutely.
You can set your reminders, set your tracks,
set your schedule. And if it does move, you'll be notified. We're trying to do as much as we can to make this the most excellent experience that you guys can have.
Like Bill and Ted?
Like Bill and Ted.
Nice.
Most excellent.
Hopefully the viewers will actually know what Bill and Ted actually are.
Some will. Some are too young for that.
Dating ourselves a little bit here, Crystal.
Most excellent.
I want to put like a cameo up on here, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, for like 30 seconds now.
All right.
Keanu Reeves.
Focus.
All right. So what's next on our agenda in this countdown show number 3 for MVP days? I have one quick one before we jump into that. Following us. A lot of people still may not know where to follow us. There's a couple different spots.
Banner that should be going along the bottom.
Yeah. So if you look at the bottom, like I think it's like right here. There's our hashtags that you can follow. So you can follow
our Twitter handles.
Yep.
At SuperCrystal1 for me. And at Dave Kawula. Very simple for Dave. The hashtags. Hashtag CDN MVP days.
Follow it.
Yeah. Throughout the
show as
well.
That's your responsibility. If you're watching this show right now, you follow that.
Throughout the show as well, we do have usually Twitter contests and stuff like that. So it's fun hashtag to follow, just to see, if nothing else, Anthony Bartolo always puts out one very quality tweet per show at least, and they're entertaining.
The guy's an artist. He is an absolute artist. If you want to see some of the ones, and if you're watching this, I challenge you. There was a tweet in there last year with Super Crystal at one of the shows. So if you browse CDN MVP Days, I want you guys to retweet that as many times you can.
Shush.
Trust me. You will find the picture of Super Crystal. This was just after one of her big workout sessions that she had. Yes. So you should find that. You should retweet that. We'll use that as a promotional item for the show.
Anyway.
It's on the line. You can't get rid of it.
It's on the line. So, hashtag CDN MVP days, also hashtag MVP hour to follow MVP hour.
I'm just letting you see the background here and grab my coffee, which was on the floor.
And
she told me not to do that.
The next MVP hour will be August 17th. We will not August be coming 17th. At you from Vegas. We will
Where
actually
will we be
coming at you from Anaheim for that. We will yes. try and do a countdown show from there as well. Hopefully I will have a few more things ironed out, perhaps like the menu, and perhaps no promises because it doesn't sound like much, but getting the menu organized is actually quite the task.
Super Crystal is actually pretty good at delivering some of the best conference food ever. And if she doesn't deliver the best conference food ever,
I totally when you get, take credit for it when it's great.
When you get your pizza or something like that, that's
your box
Super
lunch.
Crystal too. Yeah, we try not to do a box lunch. We're going to do a hot lunch.
We do hot lunch.
Last year in Edmonton, didn't we have like a chocolate fondue station?
Oh, yeah, we had everything in Edmonton. It was crazy. They were
snacks Edmonton, galore. Edmonton was a little over the top. Vancouver, still my favorite, the sushi bar. How can you go wrong having a sushi bar?
We had a smoothie bar in Vancouver as well.
Yes, it's awesome.
Can't guarantee.
Actually, you know what? The food
you
in Saskatoon.
You shouldn't tell everybody what we had last year.
The food in Saskatoon is pretty good too. I'm a good Polish and Ukrainian kid, and we had pierogies and cabbage rolls and sausage.
That's why I picked that.
Yes, it was great. I asked for that in every city, and I was turned down.
Nope.
I was turned
so,
down.
So, hopefully I should have even some more details ironed out, some more news as to, we may have lots more to announce, but I will not. Unlike Dave, who likes to...
announcement.
We always have something.
I can't wait. This is like Christmas.
He can't. Unlike Dave.
I can't wait. MVP days, East. We're coming. We're coming. Locked and loaded. It's on camera.
It's... partially locked and loaded. Dates
the
are still
dates are
to be
what are the dates, Crystal?
They're to be announced.
I'm pushing Crystal pretty hard to get our Eastern Canadian dates locked in, but the good news for you guys, the viewers, we're doing it. For
we
sure.
are doing
we're
100% we will be coming out east.
That we're going to be coming out east. We're just trying to see what the dates are available for some of the venues.
I'm trying to arrange the least cold time but I am pretty sure no matter what dates I pick, I'm gonna end up in a blizzard. It's just the luck we have.
When Crystal runs these shows in the winter, you have to give a little bit of background around this. She ran an event at the Calgary Saddle Dome. It was probably about 2 years ago, and wouldn't you know it, the biggest snowstorm blizzard
biggest
of the year
ice
hits.
Snowstorm.
So
it was awful.
3 inches of ice on the ground.
-40.
So the 10 people that were able to walk and show up had a really good time at the venue.
They had a great time. There was a lot of food and a lot to drink and a great plenty of seats to choose from.
Exactly. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And you know, we're kind of coming up into that T-minus 1 month now. So we're
getting
little,
close to 1 month away, yeah.
Yeah, a little over 1 month away from...
I think we're 45 days-ish.
From the venue right now. And we're really looking forward to seeing everybody out.
Absolutely.
Make sure that when you come to the show, this is one of the pieces of kind of primary feedback that I have coming to the audience, the people that are actually coming out to the show. Don't be scared to approach the MVPs that are there with, you know, any questions at all.
Absolutely. Interact. I mean, you have a great opportunity to actually be in front of this many MVPs. And it doesn't happen that often where they're all gathered together. And the whole point of gathering them together is to share their knowledge with you. So if you have questions, if you have discussions you want to have with them, if you have things that you just want to know, talk to them. That's why they're there. Yes, they're there to present, but they're also there to interact with you guys. Their sessions take up maybe a couple hours of their day. The rest of the time they're there to, I won't say entertain you guys, but to take on your questions, to interact with you, and to give you that knowledge share that they have.
One of the other really cool things that we're trying to put together is that Colin Smith runs a really cool blog podcast, everyone.
Surface Smith.
Surface Smith. So you can find it. You can find it on the line.
On the line.
And so Colin and I have been talking because Crystal and I recently spun up our Channel 9 station. So we've got our shows that are up there on for interview with an MVP. I think we're up to over 13 plus episodes now. And so Colin and I got to talking about, wouldn't it be cool to have some live shows from MVP days? So we're going to be setting up a couple of kind of recording stations, recording areas, and we're going to actually be coming to you live from MVP days this year. So that's pretty cool. So some of our content will actually be recorded right from the show.
Because nothing can go wrong when you're live.
Oh, no. We're looking for, you know, we might give the best prize because we do the video shows. Colin just does the audio shows. So, you know, if we can have some hecklers for Colin and his show. And
oh, that'd be entertaining.
And if we could have some photo bombers in ours, that would be great.
Good.
We'll have a prize for that.
Let's just throw more into the mix. Why not?
Hey, she told me to try to get the audience more involved this year, a more interactive show. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it more interactive for everyone.
Now you listen to me.
Yes, absolutely. some of the other logistics around the venue, if you've never been to one of the MVP Day shows, there is going to be an expo hall area that's going to be there. Make sure that you get a chance to go spend some time with our sponsors, because the sponsors that we have are the ones that actually make an event like this possible.
Absolutely.
As you know, we've got a lot of promo codes that are out there. The money, if you're not familiar with this or you haven't watched the other countdown shows, any of the registration fees that come in are being donated to local charities in each of the respective cities. Giving back to the community is something that's really important to our crew of MVP Days. So normally what we do is we find like a local children's charity or something like that that we'll donate that money back to. So we've got a bit of a fund there already accumulated from some of the paid registrations. So if you have paid, just know that that's where your dollars are.
And if you were lucky enough to use a promo code and get in, good on you.
So make sure that you're coming out and you're visiting the sponsors. Talk with them. They're more than happy to show off their technologies and things that they're bringing to the show.
This is a community event. It is, in order for us to keep bringing it to you at either free or affordable prices, is all thanks to those sponsors. So, you know, have a chat with them. See if there's anywhere you guys where they might be able to help you out, or if maybe nothing else, you get to know some great people, because they send out some pretty darn great people to man those booths. So yeah, please do make sure you make the rounds and get to know the sponsors of the show, because it is a great help to us. It is why they do sponsor these shows, is to get to meet and get to know you guys. So you know, give them their support and they'll continue to support you in allowing these types of events to happen. So,
yeah, some other news and feedback is that Super Crystal has now become a blogger. So where are you blogging at, Super Crystal?
Checkyourlogs.net.
www.checkyourlogs.net. Because there's a certain MVP that hasn't created the additional DNS alias for that. That is. That's a technical reason for that, people. You're like, oh, well, it couldn't be that hard to do the checkyourlogs.net. It's because my WordPress blog template that I have doesn't like that. It only likes one name. So www.checkyourlogs.net. And so
I think that's about it. I think that
Is that a
wraps
wrap?
up
Is that a wrap for us?
that's a wrap for us. Yeah.
This is a wrap coming to you from fabulous Las Vegas. Next time you
Sunny, sunny, hot Las Vegas.
Next time you see us, where are we going to be, Super Crystal?
We will be in Anaheim.
Nice. All right. We will see you then.
Bye.